Other than what was here before Columbus arrived, all American music is the result of migration. It's been happening since Plymouth Rock. Music is carried in with waves of immigrants and thrown into a Darwinian mosh pit, subjected to opposition, transformation, juxtaposition, synthesis, and evolution. And the sounds that survive change from being world music into American music. Bluegrass is our new world take on European folk music. So is country. Jazz and blues can be traced to the influx of slaves from Africa and the Caribbean. Then there was the Great Migration, when those blues players moved from the South to the North, inventing rock and R&B in the process. Those then became the roots of hip-hop, and let's not forget that those roots are also entwined with salsa from Cuba and Puerto Rico. But what I'm talking about isn't just music history. Changes are happening now just as they always have. Instead of Europe, though, most immigrants are now coming in from west and south of us. As listeners, we have the opportunity to become early adopters and help choose the sounds that will become part of our future musical space. Stick around to hear some examples of first and second generation immigrants from places like Cuba, India, China, and Japan, who are creating the menu for us to choose from. This excites me because as long as this country remains a place people will want to move to, American music is going to be amazing.
Support for this podcast comes from Espresso to Go-Go, creating handcrafted coffee drinks using locally roasted beans at the corner of Douglas and St. Francis. Guests may order from the wall or from their hearts. Online at Facebook and Twitter.
And we welcome you into Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Happy New Year, Fletcher. How you doing?
Great. And this time you're going to take us on just a little bit of a world tour. This will be kind of fun, but I think you're starting in a fantastic place right here in the Americas.
Yeah, I had to touch on this, right? There were people here before the Vikings came here and before Columbus came and whoever else people say came. But yeah, I wanted to touch on what's happening in the First Nations scene. This whole show is going to be about fusions and how cultures collide and stuff. So this is a band called A Tribe Called Red. There's an EP called, I think it's pronounced Suplex or Supplex. And it's First Nation music. They're combining Native American music with hip-hop, dubstep, and reggaeton. Some people call this powwow step, but these guys, A Tribe Called Red, they do a lot of live shows and I think do a lot of dance shows. So this song is called Supplex.
So moving from the First Nation music there, as you said, to another part a little bit further away, but not too far, going to Cuba and someone who's become a major figure in Cuban music, Dafnis Prieto.
Yeah, Cuba is the birthplace of such amazing music. And as a jazz player, I have to bow to Cuba for what they've brought to this country, especially New York City. A lot of Cuban and Puerto Rican immigrants came to New York City and really enlivened the jazz, which was already so lively. People like Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, they really latched onto this, way before Desi Arnaz even. But yeah, Cuban music is a huge part of American music. So I just kind of randomly chose one person who's really big on the New York scene right now. Dafnis Prieto, he's kind of leading this all-star band, but really, in my mind, any jazz band in New York is an all-star band. This song is called Blah Blah. The drumming in this piece is just amazing. It starts out with this incredible unison rhythm that the whole band is playing together. There's no way I'd be able to play this rhythm. And that's one of the hallmarks of Cuban music. So enjoy that.
And then taking a big jump from Cuba and the New York City Afro-Cuban scene, as you said, all the way over to China.
Right. I'm trying to keep this local, actually. Zhu Long is a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer from China. He now lives in Kansas City. He's a professor at UMKC. Really important new composer of works that combine Chinese traditional music with American classical music. This is so amazing. This piece, Song of Eight Unruly Tipsy Poets for String Quartet and Orchestra, written for Yo-Yo Ma's group, the Silk Road Ensemble. So it's an all-star cast, and this music is really surprising, and there's a narrative going on, I think, that the title kind of alludes to. You'll enjoy it.
This is all really fun. We've heard First Nation music, Cuban music by way of New York City. We've got we just heard from China by way of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking a little more South Asian, and you have some music from India.
Right, yeah. There's been a lot of Indian music fusions, since George Harrison and before. Zakir Hussain is a really amazing Indian tabla player who's doing a lot of really cool fusion projects right now. This is with some of my favorite all-time players, Bela Fleck and Edgar Meyer on banjo and double bass. So the fusions, the levels of fusions that are going on here are amazing. This is on an album called The Melody of Rhythm, which I think is under Bela Fleck's name, but it's kind of a trio. But it also has the Detroit Symphony accompanying. Really beautiful music. This is probably the most accessible of the pieces. Some are a little more classical, a little deeper to listen to, but always there's this amazing sense of play between the bluegrass and Western classical music and the and jazz and Indian classical music. The song is called Bubbles. Thank you.
been talking about all of these fusions, these types of music brought in from other countries that have started to make their way into becoming types of American music. We've heard China, India, Cuba, a country I hadn't necessarily thought of instantly when you brought all of this up, although it makes perfect sense when you explain what we're about to hear, is Japan.
Right, yeah. Japan, because of video games, is a big part of the music that we listen to. I have this theory that the music for Super Mario Brothers, I think, is the most listened to music of all time, just because of all the hours that people have spent playing and listening to it. So Japanese music is a big part of our musical, you know, landscape. Some of you aren't going to like this music at all, because this is an example of what they call chiptunes. Chiptunes is a very interesting little niche. I should do a whole program on this, but people are taking old 8-bit game consoles like Game Boys and Super Nintendo systems and hijacking them and using them as musical instruments and composing for them. So you automatically get this amazing patina of sound that's kind of retro, kind of calls back your game playing days. This is a person named Chibi Tech. That's the stage name of somebody who's a Japanese American. Actually, she now lives in Japan. She's a programmer for, I don't know if she's doing games or something. But this piece, I think, is called Moi Moi Kiyun Step, on an album called Moi NES Volume 1.
Take it out there with what's probably just a little bit of Nintendo nostalgia. Mark, as always, thank you for being here with us for Musical Space.
Thanks, Fletcher. Always fun.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.